So the story I like that I remember was years ago there was a professor here by the name of Jim Kaslik. He retired, I don't know, probably 15 years ago, but he and I overlapped about 5 years. And Jim was also a graduate student here in the department back in the day when Hamilton was still an active professor. I think Hamilton retired, or he retired young and early, and probably, I think in 1955 or something. But Hamilton used to have an office on this floor at the end of the hall in the corner where Professor Kraft is now. That was all one big office. It's since been partitioned into like three little offices, but that was Hamilton's office. And Kaslik had to go visit Hamilton to get some papers signed as a graduate student. And he knocked on the door. You remember Hamilton was famous for eating, trying everything. He didn't remember, this will relate to the monkey story that you'll hear from Oglesby, I think. He didn't believe that you could be a true field biologist if you didn't know what your all these things tasted like, and at least tried, you know, your study organism or whatever. And if you look in his book, Mammals in North America, he talks about different moles and shrews and mice, and, you know, he'll say, oh, this species is not particularly to my liking, or whatever, you know. Whether he actually ate all those things, I don't know, but I'm guessing he did. Anyway, so Kaslik knocks on Hamilton's office door, and Hamilton, you know, was this big, tall, gruff-sounding guy. I always tell students he reminds me a lot of my grandfather. He was very much like this guy. And Hamilton goes, yeah, what do you want? Come on in. And so Kaslik's this meek graduate student. He opens the door, and Hamilton's over at the window with the window open, and his hands are at the window. And he says, just a minute. And he makes Kaslik stand there quietly. And all of a sudden, Kaslik sees Hamilton jerk into the window, and he pulls a pigeon that he's snared by the legs in through the window. And there on top of his desk, he already has a Bunsen burner with a beaker of water on it, and it's boiling away. And he says, okay, what do you want, Jim? And Jim starts to tell him what he wants. And while he's talking to him, he just takes a pigeon and he flops its head on the desk and kills it, rips open its breast, takes out the breast meat, and puts it in the beaker of water that's boiling, and that's going to be his lunch that day. And so, you know, that's just the kind of guy he was. So here's this graduate student that walks into the professor's office and he watches him butcher this pigeon, you know, and catches it right in front of him. Pigeons that are just flying around wild in the building.